Proclamation number 6954 of 25th of October, 1957. Luciferin is apostasy from God. My plan from eternity is the return of the spiritual, which my adversary bound to himself after his fall into the abyss, after his apostasy from me and his rebellion against me. My adversary emerged from my love as a first created being. I had created this being in my image, and therefore it stood by my side in an inconceivable abundance of light and strength, exceedingly powerful and wise. It was the most blissful creature because my love constantly permeated it, bestowed supreme beatitude upon it, and again sought to increase this beatitude for that being. My fundamental being was reflected in this being created by me, except that it was visibly externalized for me, whereas the being was unable to behold me itself. But it knew of me, it knew that I had let it come into being, and that it received this blissful strength of love from me. For I myself transferred that knowledge to my image because I myself wanted to establish an exchange of our thoughts with it. Because I had also given it the ability to understand the word which sounded in it as an imprinted thought, and which it was now likewise able to return, and thus the most blissful exchange took place between us for the sake of which I had let the being arise. For my infinite love sought a resonance, it sought a vessel into which it could pour itself, it sought an object which it could make happy, for which it wanted to prepare the most blissful existence forever. This plan had certainly been designed by me since eternity, but it always left open the question whether this being would also join my plan, because it was created in all freedom of will and externalized by me as an independent being which could also determine itself. Although my thoughts in the form of the word resounded in it, the being was nevertheless not forced to think and want like me. It possessed the ability to consider my word in all directions. It was therefore able to arbitrarily give the word a meaning for itself which I had not put into it. But it was only able to do so as soon as it entered into an inverted relationship with me, its God and Creator. Whereas it completely agreed with me in its thoughts and intentions as long as it opened itself to me with devoted love in order to receive my ray of love. But the being was also aware of this very ability, and therefore also attempted the state of repelling my strength of love in order to be able to form its thoughts according to its own will, completely uninfluenced. These attempts only took place after an infinitely long time of unlimited bliss which my love had prepared for the being. And during this time of the first created being's most intimate communion with me, it was creatively active to such an extent that it called countless beings into being, because this urge for exchange, for objects to receive its love, was also present in it as a sign of my image, and I therefore constantly supplied the being with the strength necessary for creation. However, when the being made the first attempts to repel my inflowing strength of love, the process of wrong thinking also began, and the strength to create temporarily diminished. But the being also felt the decrease in bliss and turned to me again in pure love, so that I was able to make it happy again as before, and the creation of supremely perfect beings also continued again. But those temporary interruptions increased. 25th of the 10th, 1957. For again and again the being considered within itself whether it should not be able to achieve and create the same without me, and it also tested itself in its creative activity by temporarily isolating itself from me, thus also denying me the supply of strength of love, and yet used its existing strength to create beings entirely according to its will, which then also already carried something of its will within themselves. But these were only ever short attempts, and it always returned to me again in order to experience the happiness through my strength of love. Its thinking, however, took on an increasingly more hostile form. The strength of love, which it knew had its origin in me, was envied by this being of light bearers, me, and he toyed with the thought of inducing me to divest myself of my strength of love by perpetually creating new beings, of appropriating the right of possession over these beings for himself and thus weakening me. While he wanted to enjoy the evidence of my strength withdrawn from me and surpass me in power and strength, these thoughts did not suddenly arise in him, but a single wrong thought. One moment of wrongly directed thinking gave place to ever new wrong ideas. The light bearer was at odds with himself, and he could easily have found his way out of this conflict if he had discussed it with me, which was certainly possible for him. He constantly drew my strength of love, and precisely this uninterrupted influx caused him to think wrongly that this influx would not change forever, even if he isolated himself from the one whom he certainly recognized as his God and Creator. But every thought directed against me weakened the supply of strength and caused him to become ever more rebellious against me, until he finally completely renounced me and thereby also put an end to the influx of strength which enabled him to create. But during this infinitely long time, an endless number of beings had also emerged from his will with the help of my strength, which were of the same inner nature as their creator was to me at the moment of creation. But my strength of love permeated all beings, otherwise they could not have come into being, and this strength of love also urged all these beings towards me to the same extent as towards their producer. For although the latter placed his wrong will into these beings, the light of realization was nevertheless still in them, which ignited my strength of love in them. Hence the beings were not yet sinful when my now adversary let them come into being. But they were also easily inclined to believe his ideas when he presented himself as the highest being, because none of the created beings could see me. They were impelled by love for me, yet the one who was visible to them wanted to be acknowledged by them as God and Creator, and he was also acknowledged by those beings whose act of creation had taken place at the moment of an inner opposition to me. Light was given to those souls from me, they were also able to hear my word and they were also able to think. Hence they need not have believed his ideas and acknowledged him, but their will was also free, they could neither be forced by me nor by my adversary, and therefore they became sinful when they were supposed to use the right of self-determination and decided in favor of my adversary. For they recognized me even though they were unable to see me, but they voluntarily followed the one they could see. It was, as it were, a decision against their better knowledge, and therefore a huge guilt which caused the being's complete weakening, a darkened spiritual state and lack of all strength. For the influx of my strength of love was consciously rejected when they followed my adversary into the abyss. Only those who are able to grasp the perfection in which all beings once emerged from me, how brightly the light shone in all of them, can imagine the magnitude of their guilt for having given up the light and followed the one who led them into darkness. All these fallen beings could not have been called to account if they had been deprived of all knowledge beforehand by my adversary's will. But they were all products of my strength of love, and thus they were also permeated by it and, as beings of light, able to make the right decision when this was required of them. But they directed the will in themselves wrongly, and they are not prevented from doing so, and therefore the distance from me is also in accordance with their guilt, and the return to me requires eternities and can also only take place when the substitutionary atonement of the man Jesus is acknowledged and requested by every being which once fell. Amen.